And now, a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
Where's your phone?
Yep, here.
Your phone, show me your home screen. Yep, so you've got the time and you've got the date.
Yep.
On it. Unlock your phone.
Yeah.
So unlock
Why?
It. No, just unlock it.
Give
then
it to me.
Unlock it and then pull the home screen down again so yeah. that you've got the lock screen again.
Yeah.
Right? And then sort of hold your finger on the screen.
Yeah.
And see how the screen shrinks and then you've got an option to customise down the bottom.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, right. So if you hit customise.
Yeah.
Right, and then you hit lock screen, customise lock screen is the next option.
Okay.
And then all of a sudden you've got all these different fields, right? So there's your date at the top where it usually is. Then there's the clock as well, but they've got little boxes around them.
Okay.
And then underneath there's a box. Are you getting this?
Kind of. No, not really. Oh, yeah, boxes. Yeah.
Show me, show me, show me, show me, show me.
There's a yeah.
Show me what you're doing.
That?
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
So if you hit that empty box underneath your clock.
Add a widget.
Yeah, you can add widgets, right?
Yeah.
So what are your choices?
What have I got?
You've got like temperature. You've got sort of a UV index thing. You've
yeah,
got
but I don't like change.
Clock. You've got a date.
I don't like change.
You've got a sort of a GPS thing. You've got yeah. your steps you can put in there.
Yeah.
There's, yeah.
I can see how long it'll take me to get home. I mean, that's a danger though, isn't it? Because then someone could pick up my phone and be like, oh.
How far from home? There's one there for your sleep.
Yeah.
That's a good one for you.
Do you know what happens straight away? Look, when I choose photo, the first photo that comes up is a picture of your head.
Yeah, I know. Sounds about right. So what I've done.
There's so many pictures of you.
So this is what I learnt on the weekend that I could do with my phone, thanks to my sister-in-law, Lou. So I've got the weather for today on one side and I've got the current temp on the other side.
Oh, stop it.
On my lock screen now and it's changed my life. I can't stop looking at my phone.
Oh, my God. And that's good for when your computer shuts down and you give us the weather and for those two people that listen every morning for the weather.
Hey.
Then you can get it straight off your phone and you don't have to. How good's that, Tom?
So hold your finger on your lock, unlock it, bring it back down. Hold your finger on it. If you've got an iPhone, this is. If you've got a, if you've got an Android, well, put it in the bin.
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
It is always good to be sun smart. Of course, we know that. What is it? Slip, slop, slap, seek and shun.
Slide.
It's not shun the sun.
No, it's shun the sun.
It's not shun the sun.
No, that's what you know when you put your hand up and you kind of like, oh, get the sun away from my face?
That's not shunning the sun.
What is slide then? On the
slide into someone's DMs.
Wow, that sounded really natural the way you said that. It sounded like you knew what you were talking about there, Lingy.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
I don't know if you two noticed this, but Donald Trump is still hanging around.
Blocked him.
Yeah, that's fair enough. But he's on the campaign trail, an unofficial campaign launch for his presidential bid. He still thinks he's a chance of becoming president again 2024.
Please no.
Yeah, let's hope
imagine.
So.
Can you imagine?
Do you know what he said, though, to try and get a bit of support? He has said, and this is in relation to the current horrible Russian-Ukrainian war.
Yeah.
I can't believe that Russia, that's still happening. Full love and support to all the people in Ukraine. He's come out and said, I will get the problem solved if he becomes president, this is. And I will get it solved in rapid order. It would take me no longer than one day to end the war. He said, I'll prevent and very easily end World War III.
Mm. Okay.
Right.
Imagine Donald Trump is what saves us all.
No, I refuse.
As soon as I heard it, though, obviously Donald Trump's delusional.
Yeah.
I straight away thought, we've all got one.
Yeah.
We've all got a friend who just makes ridiculously delusional statements as though they are absolute fact.
Mm.
Now, I don't claim for a second Donald Trump is a friend, fortunately, but I remember back, this is going back, probably 4 or 5 years ago.
Yeah.
A friend of mine, so do you remember that there was this famous sort of movie documentary made, it's called The Walk.
Oh, yes.
It's a famous tightrope walk between the old Twin Towers in New York.
Yeah, I couldn't watch it. It made me feel sick.
Yeah, I think it was a French tightrope walker about mid-70s, 1974, I think. He set up and practiced and walked on a tightrope between the Twin Towers. Yeah. Well, a friend of mine, this is about 4 or 5 years ago, when they'd watched it was on Amazon Prime or it was Netflix or whatever it was, came out with the statement, we're having a couple of beers, and just absolutely dead seriously said, well, you know, if I practiced flat out for like 6 months, I could do that.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
And all of us like, no, you couldn't, mate.
Yeah. No chance.
He said, no, all you got to do, like you imagine... You walk along like those log sort of fence benches sort of thing in a park.
Yeah.
Because it's sort of the same as just doing that. You just got to do it for longer and I'd practice. I'm like, no, mate.
No.
You're so many meters up in the sky. If you fall, you are gone.
Yes. It makes me sick thinking about it. But my God.
He was... absolutely certain. Yeah. Oh, I could do that. Just give me 6 months practice.
There's friends like that are like, oh, I could do that. And there's also friends that are like, oh, I did that. I made it up. Like, I've got a mate that's like, you know, like, I can't remember the exact phrase, but you know how it's like, oh, he's got a face like a kicked in biscuit tin or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, no, I came up with that. No, you didn't. No, you didn't. I was the first one to say it. No, you weren't.
No, you weren't.
No.
I mean, I did invent T20 cricket, but that's just fact.
Yeah.
That's not up for debate. Mm. That's fact.
Well, it is up for debate.
Yeah. Shane Warne cricket on the PlayStation 1. My cousin and I, we could not be bothered playing all 50 overs. So we would bring the overs down to 20.
Yeah.
And we would only bat. We wouldn't bowl. So I invented T20 cricket in the late 90s.
You are our delusional friend
right now. Yeah, you're the one.
It's just no. It didn't happen.
Right, so the T is Tom.
Oh, dear.
We've all received messages. I've received a message that points out that Nathan from Snails here in the building, who I mean, it's workmates, not roommates kind of thing, very famously played country football and will often tell a story about when he played against Stewie Dew.
Yes.
And gave him a real touch-up. Kicked 16 on him or something. Kicked 16 goals on Stewie Dew.
Yeah.
I believe Stewie Dew was about 12 at the time. If it happened at all.
Yeah.
But I feel like that falls into that same category.
100%. Yeah. And, Lingy, you've received a message as well.
I am so nervous to say this. A mate of mine has texted and said, you've got to say about this other friend of ours who does a bit of personal training, and every time they get together and talk, this other guy reminds him basically that he invented running.
Yeah, see that spot over there? We used to all just walk there.
Yeah.
But I came up with getting there quicker than everyone else. Sure you did.
Every time he says it to me, I just not log it. He really thinks he invented running.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. You've been listening to the podcast.
Thanks for that.
And hear the show weekdays from 6 a.m. only on KROQ 955.